الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فأما الذين في قلوبهم مرض فزادتهم رجسا إلى رجسهم وماتوا وهم كافرون. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. May Allah save us from the conditions which are mentioned in this ayat. We find that in the Quran Sharif, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala extensively in the second quarter of Alif Lam and the third quarter, half a supara, has spoken openly about the Jews, their wrongs, where they went wrong, and what the solution to that is. Then the next surah, Ali Imran, the first 83 ayats are devoted to the Christians, particularly the Christians of Najran. That was the headquarters of the Christians throughout the world. They were looked upon like now the Vatican they have. At that time, the Christians of Najran, which was in Yemen. And generally, it is for all the Christians. Now, a question arises that the Christians not going to read the Quran, the Jews not going to read the Quran, the Muslims are going to read. Now, why must we know about the Jews and the Christians? There are three explanations given. One is that we must not follow them. They are wrong. They have gone astray. So don't you follow them and go astray. Second is the wrong they have done. Be careful you don't do the same wrong. Like, for example, the Christians right till this moment, and especially those who regard themselves as very good Christians, very, according to them, law-abiding, pious Christian, and so much so that those who go for the missionary work, they come in the jungles of Africa, in the mountains of Asia, young women, young men, and how they look after the local people, the babies, the children. They have any sickness, anything, they go out of their way, all in their hope of getting great closeness to Isa alayhi salam, etc. But the fact is that they are doing totally against what Isa alayhi salam taught. He said, he told them clearly that Inna Allah Rabbi wa Rabbukum. Allah is my Rabb and your Rabb. Don't make me Allah. And don't make me the son of God. But they think that they are very good Christians, but they are not Christians at all. So we mustn't fall in the same trap also. That we also think we are very good Muslims, but khuda na khasta, it must not be that we are not Muslims at all for that reason. And if any Jew, Christian, as it happens from time to time, regularly it happens, if they read the Quran and they get hidayah, they see, they mirror themselves in the Quran and they see, oh, this is where we have gone wrong. And there are many who get hidayah like that. They read the Quran Sharif, Jews also, Christians also, other people also. So we also, so it is necessary, as Allah has exposed these people, and especially those people which it will appear a bit not so easy for us to understand just at the outset, but just little explanation and we'll understand. Those people who are the leader type, the big ulama, they have to be exposed more when they do the wrong things and they lead the people wrong. If an ordinary person does wrong, people won't follow him. An unknown person, he starts something, so it's not really necessary to really even expose it. You just perhaps mention it so people know. But those who are in leadership position, and they are leading the people, and they've got a following, and they are leading the people to Jahannam, clear cut to Jahannam, then it is a farz upon the ulama to expose those people. And then that is not ghibat also. That is a farz that has to be done and they have to be exposed. Just like Allah Ta'ala exposed the Ahbar and the Ruhban, the very learned people of the Jews and Christians and the very pious, the mashayikh of them. Allah Ta'ala explained them also that how they changed the deen of Christianity, of Judaism, and they took money from the people. And they changed the deen, and Allah exposed them also. So So from there, what the Quran Sharif teaches us, we also have to take our lessons from there. So it is very, very important that we understand all this. And all this is basically, the Quran explains right from the beginning. وَالَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ What's it? فَزَادُهُمُ اللَّهُ مَرَضًا Then Allah increases that sickness. So this sickness of the heart, Alhamdulillah, Allah gave tawfiq, Alhamdulillah, long reading Quran, but these ayats, like, we didn't know they exist, so we're reading them over and over, just like bypassing them. But then when Allah opened it, then I started thinking about it. Then I thought this ayat comes two, three places in the Quran. First I thought only in one place. إِذْ يَقُلْ مُنَافِقُونَ وَالَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ I thought it's only there. Then as now I started seeing how much that ayat comes, right from the beginning and till the end. And in one place, فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ زَيْغٌ We have got crookedness in their heart. So this is more or less the same thing. There is definitely technical difference between the two, but basically it's the same thing. So this disease of the heart, Allah give great reward, and most of the tafsir just say those who have got a disease in their heart. If like in this ayat, it يَقُولُ الْمُنَافِقُونَ وَالَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ They say the munafiqs and those people who have got kufr in their heart. And where it speaks about the kuffar, وَالَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ They say those who got nifaq in their heart. But Allah ma'alusi jazahumullah khair opened it up in great detail. And he explained, basically, it is tashabbuh bil kuffar, love of the kuffar, and love of dunya. And in there is love of name, fame, and love of woman, to humanize. To love woman, your halal wife, no problem. You have four wives, you love all wives, four wives, not only no problem, great ibadah. To love your wife, to treat them well. Is our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, whatever love you do to your wife, Allah writes that love, that sawab of it in his account, like you have made love to Allah Ta'ala. Because it's Allah's command that you should love your wife, etc. So, what is jais and halal, no problem. But this other, all running after any and every woman, wherever such people, they are so lost that any woman they see, they gone after that woman. All this is the marad, love of the kuffar, or love of dunya, love of the kuffar, love of their lifestyle, etc. And it is so serious that in this ayat Allah says, فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ marad. Those people who have got this sickness, and it's a warning for us, not only information. It isn't only insha information, but it is a command from Allah that see, if you have this, treat it, remove it. فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ فَزَادَتْهُمْ رِجْسًا إِلَىٰ رِجْسِهِمْ That marad, now Allah referred to it as rich, dirty, filth, palidgi. The filth, then it increases all the time. If you don't treat it, it will increase it. And Allah wants so much, wamatu, the person will die, and then the terrible consequences, wahum kafirun. Hadrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi has written that after 1857, when the British left India, and the Battle of Shamli, not left India, at that time when they came, invaded India, etc. When Jalalabad was a little town, nobody knew about it. Now it's famous in our circles, since Hazrat Ji Maulana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was there. But at that time, Maulana Masihullah Sahib was not even born still. At that time, there was a person, a Khan Sahib, who was very wealthy. And a mandir was being built there, and he donated money towards the mandir. So, and then after some time life carried on, then he became ill, and there was somebody else also who was ill in Jalalabad. Then there was a very famous, very good Hakim in Tana Bowen. Hakim Ghulam Hussein, or Hussein, some name like that. Anyway, and a very, very pious person also, a real Allah wala. So that other person who had become ill, his people called him to see to the patient and to try and treat him. So he went, whatever had to be done, he did. Then this other family of the Sansab who gave money for the mandir, they saw he is here, as such a great Hakim, let him see our father, our grandfather, uncle, whoever. So they asked him. So he said, okay. So he went. And as the Hakims, the first thing they do, check the pulses. When he checked the pulse, he said he's almost gone. His life is at an end. And then he was now leaving, that there isn't anything you can do now. So pulse was so weak, he couldn't be sort of like a dead person, you don't pick up any pulse whatsoever. So he started leaving. That person caught hold of his hand. He said, please don't leave me. He said, just now before you came, two men came here, Farishta, with a cage of fire. And they told me that they're going to put me in this cage of fire and take me away. But as soon as you entered, they went away and they said, we'll come back again. Commenting on this incident, Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says, one is the great virtue of righteous and pious people. To be buried next to a righteous, pious people, the company of the righteous and the pious people, that the malaika also, the punishment, farishtas of punishment, they also, when the righteous people are there, they also move away. And they said, we'll come back, meaning that when he goes away, we'll come back again. Yeah. So he said, please don't leave me. They told me, and as long as you here, I'm safe. And just then he died. When he finished dying, then he went away. So then what consequence? So we have to be very careful. And we have to think it's not a matter of this dunya, it's a matter of akhirah. And yeah, in the qabr, the first stage, in fact, before that, in this dunya, according to a person's life, how the end of his life comes, and according to our amal, and then mort, what it will be, and in the qabr, we'll be all around. And the first question that will be posed, Mar Rabbuka. And this is very serious for us to think. It's not just an easy answer that we're going to say, Rabbi Allah. What we had in our heart, that will come out. Even if we are regular namazis, Hajj, Umrah, Khanka, Jamaat, but if I believe my shop gives me my rosy, my medicine gives me my shifa, hospitals, doctors give me shifa, then we won't be able to answer. But then we would no answer. But if we believed in our hearts, Allah who gave me rosy, then we will be able to say, Rabbi Allah. Allah gave me shifa. Whatever I needed, I turned to Allah. And think now for ourselves, how much do we turn to Allah? And how much do we depend and watch this dunya's ways? And then, ma deenuka, what was your way of life? Was it kuffar lifestyle? Was it Islamic sunnat lifestyle? What was your lifestyle? Then we'll be able to answer and say, was our lifestyle of Islam? And each one must think that how much of Islam have I got in my life? We will have to answer there. And it will not be the what we know in our brain. It will be what our life was. According to that, we will be able to give the answer. So is Islam in my life? Let us think, how much do I read Bismillah before I eat? Really, think of it seriously. It's not a small matter. It's not one small sunnah. It's a very big thing. After eating, how much of us say Alhamdulillah? When we go to the toilet, do we read the dua? The whole day, there is an Islamic way of life. Now, with dressing, Alhamdulillah, make lot shukr. By and large, it has become quite a bit Islamic. There was a time in the 60s, 70s, what we can remember, there was hardly Islamic dressing. Now, Alhamdulillah, it has come. Parda, burqa was no question. There wasn't practically anyone that was wearing parda, a woman observing. But now still, how much of Islamic lifestyle is, and in our heart, how much still do we love the dressing of the non-Muslims? We might think, I've got kurta, topi, I'm very pious.
But how much do I want my wife must dress like the kuffar, even if it's in the privacy of the bedroom? That shows I still got love of the kuffar lifestyle. How much I want to entertain myself and make my nafs happy according to kuffar lifestyle. So all that we have to see. So this kuffar lifestyle is very, very dangerous. And we have to, and it is such a thing that the disease increase, and then a person doesn't even know that he is sick. A person, that is the sickest person who doesn't know he is sick. And he thinks I'm healthy. And he tells everyone, I'm very healthy. Which our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, a person who got cancer, for example. And then he sees somebody who is sniffing, coughing, nose running, and he laughs at that person. Look at that sick fowl. He's so sick, and he's got cancer. He doesn't see his own sickness, but he's seeing the sickness of other people. وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ وَيَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ They don't know, they've got no idea, they are so much. So this kuffar lifestyle, it comes into a person, and a person doesn't know also that I'm in that kuffar lifestyle. So for us to understand and to correct ourselves and to take a lesson from others, we know of our big organization that celebrated their centenary celebration. So first of all, there is no centenary celebrations in Islam. There is nowhere you find that. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam towards the end of his life, I see you are reading lot of tasbih, subhanallah, tahmeed, alhamdulillah, making lot of istighfar in your namaz also, out of your namaz also, plenty. I didn't see this before. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam said, Allah revealed the surah, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ. In other words, the conquest of Makkah. That was the zahir, the outward, and the outward meaning of it also. And when this has happened now, so that was according to Western way, alien way, time to celebrate now. In fact, it is such that when Makkah Sharif was conquered, then Hinda, the wife of Abu Sufyan, was a very hard-hearted woman. A very hard-hearted woman. She came out quietly at night that they have conquered Makkah, and the habit of the conquerors is, إِنَّ الْمُلُوكَ إِذَا دَخَلُوا قَرْيَةً أَفْسَدُوهَا وَجَعَلُوا أَعِزَّةَ أَهْلِهَا أَذِلَّةً. They come and they cause havoc, raping women, plundering, robbing, breaking. They go on a spree, having wine. They go like mad people. So these are also conquerors, and that's across the board, that's the way how conquerors behave. So they also, let me go and see what they are doing. Slowly she found silence everywhere. That's not the way of conquerors. She moved on till she came to the haram. And when she saw there, that melted her heart. Somebody was in tawaf, somebody in sajda, somebody in ruku, somebody in du'as. All that she saw, then she realized, no, these are angels. These are not conquerors as what we understand. So when Allah Ta'ala, and then after Fath Makkah, Allah threw the doors for people to enter into Islam. وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا. Armies and armies, a lot of people started entering Islam. So when you see that, so to say in inverted commas, to celebrate it, فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ. And everyone cannot match how he should do, you will find Allah is forgiving for all your shortcomings. إِنَّهُ كَانَ تَوَّابًا. Allah is most forgiving. That's the outward meaning. The inward meaning, which very few Sahaba also understood. And they explained to the other Sahaba, that was, now your mission is complete. You have returned, not 100 years of service, now your mission of people entering into Islam, as to now it is done. Now you have to return to Allah. That is why when the surah was revealed, all the Sahaba were happy. But Nabi Hazrat Abu Bakr was crying, radiyallahu anhu. When asked, he says, this is a message that now Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is going to be leaving us now. So that was, so that, because of that, now your work is accomplished. Now you, what we will think, now you celebrate. But no, you have done your namaz. At the end of your namaz, Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi. Not you go and blow your trumpet everywhere. I made namaz. I made today tahajjud. I made 20 rakats taraweeh. I made ishraq namaz. No, what you must to do? Tawbah, istighfar. You have to go turn to Allah. And it has turned such in our minds. If for such people who follow that way, the kuffar style, you tell them you 100 years of service you have done, now going to the, go to your homes and make tawbah istighfar. Get up for tahajjud. Or we all will get together in a masjid and we all will make tawbah istighfar. They will laugh it off. What are you talking about? So much we have gone offline. It doesn't, forget amal, it won't make sense to us. That you can't conceive such a thing. So then, and centenary celebration are no way in Islam. Milad, birthday party is no way in Islam. The 100-year birthday cake they made, and they cut it, that's not our tariqa at all. So this is when their minds become so corrupt, and then you do the wrong thing, and then وَيَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ Israel. And you can take it out, the proof of it from the Quran Sharif. Like for example, and that proof can be a proof, it's the height of stupidity. This interfaith thing, they say it's all in the Quran Sharif, where Allah said, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ Allah said, speak to the kafirun. So it's interfaith. You must mix with them. Many ayats, plenty ayat. They say all this is Allah is encouraging. Now what Allah is saying, that no way that meet them on their platform, tell them you are wrong. Tell them we don't do what you do. You go your way. And how, what strong words Allah has used, but how they turn it around. So anyway, then you have this, for example, the centenary celebration, which is the kuffar lifestyle. And because now if it is a Islamic body and the ulama of Islam and who they regard, who they say represent the Muslims of not South Africa only, Southern Africa. And now that they have joined with that Imam Forum of International, so they are representing Muslims of the world now. So if they are representing Islam, then the first one basic thing which any Muslim should know, we should do everything according to the Islamic calendar. So that the Islamic calendar should have been 3 years ago. Now they are 3 years late. And Quran explains of this so beautifully in Surah Kahf. What's the ayat? 300 years. Wazadum tisa. The 300 years, that was according to the Gregorian calendar, solar calendar. Wazaduhum tis'a, Allah mentioned there the Islamic calendar. If you calculate it Islamically, 309 years. So, yeah, if they were an Islamic body, and they were not overtaken with the kuffar lifestyle, and living that way, they should have had it 3 years ago. So they are out of date in that also. One deaf person, he phoned for an interview, appointment, for having his ears, having it treated. So the lady who was there, she's speaking, now he can't hear. And together with that, he had a very bad cough, and he's coughing and coughing. And how would that person, so she said, you can phone me back later. She said, no, I'm all right. And again he starts coughing. And again she says that, I can't make out what you're coughing, that you can phone me back later, or I'll phone you. He says, no, I'm, and he carries on like that. Finally, she couldn't take it. She says, you want to come in for an appointment? What date you want to come? So he says, I'm too old for that now. To have a date, I'm too old for that. So all this date also, and all that, they completely out with that also. So anyway, and then the celebration also, all namaz, you have it in a masjid, at least. You have it in a masjid. This is in a hall. And that also, if you see, fully their way of tables, chairs, where the chairs also are dressed, and all the tables, how they are put and what things are put, all in that way. And then all the justification from the Quran Sharif, وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ. They say the Quran says that the ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala make tahdith and ni'mat, speak about it. So this is what we are doing. But the Quran, what it teaches, tahdith and ni'mat, is not what we think of the our style. And our style, when it has become kuffar style. Now you can't say I'm practicing on Quran, tahdith and ni'mat, I'm doing everything kuffar style. There is no centenary celebrations in Islam. That is kuffar style. And then you proving it now from the Quran. Quran says that you must speak about. And then وَيُحِبُّونَ يُحْمَدُوا بِمَا لَمْ يَفْعَلُوا. That to the till 68 years. And Islamic 70 years was the old Jamiat, which was hijacked by them. And they coerced and forced the old office bearers out of their office. And they started their own new Jamiat. So it's not even 100 years. It's only 32 years, and Islamically only 33 years. And of that also, the first 10 years, they were still by and large following on the old principles, which is clear from all their literature and their website, that all the rulings, they were very strict in all matters. And then after that, they started changing from 2010. And this has got lot connection with them and FIFA World Cup, FNB Stadium and all that way they were going. And with all other things, advisors they got, foreign advisors who gave them all the wrong advice. In 2005, more or less, when they had a meeting in the Kruger Park. So when you went and sit amongst the animals, so that also kuffar lifestyle. You go to some, what you call, so when you a far away place, like away from all. We're going to discuss high things privately. What you anyway? Such a, they went to the Kruger Park, and there their whole direction changed. And from 2010 or before that, they started removing all the old things that are the genuine thing of the old ulama. They taking the names of the old ulama and they doing all the complete opposite, not little different or something. Opposite completely. Those ulama worked hard to keep the masjids open and alive. They worked hard to close the masjid and are proud of closing the masjid. And to say that we did the right thing, we didn't do the wrong thing. And if we have to do it again, we'll do it again. So all this completely wrong. So to celebrate, if it is to celebrate, it is فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ, which Quran is taught. Turn to Allah, ask for tawbah, istighfar. The end of the greatest ibadat, if you want to celebrate, your namaz. Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kathira. In that way, the end of any amal, subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdik, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. That is how the amal come to an end. Not blowing our trumpet for things which we didn't do. And using, and one is a person steals somebody else's things, he says it is mine. And as far as in literature, plagiarism. You use somebody else's words and you say, then I don't know if there's a word, what the other people did. And they didn't do it and they're doing opposite, but they use stealing their names to prove that we are doing this here. And taking all the names. So everything A to Z is completely all kuffar style. And there is a great, great lesson that we have to learn. The minute a person 1 degree goes offline, then he فَزَادَتْهُمْ رِجْسًا إِلَىٰ رِجْسِهِمْ. We are all weak. We all make mistakes. If you go a bit and you couple it with tawbah, istighfar, Allah will protect you. But when you want to justify it, you are going to go completely wrong. And you go more wrong and you won't realize you are wrong. And not that you won't realize you are wrong, you will be adamant I'm right. But when the actual fact is, يَعْرِفُونَهُ كَمَا يَعْرِفُونَ أَبْنَاهُمْ, How you know your children, you will know you are, it's wrong. But you will prove that I am right. You won't want to, just like the kuffar, in all the matters which the Quran Sharif discusses, they knew they are wrong, but they were adamant that we are right. That is how they present the picture. We are right. So therefore, we must take a lesson from this, that we must be very careful, and this marad of the heart, the sickness of the heart, if we are not, this is what is called islah. This is what is called concern of the akhirah, that how much of that have I got in my heart. And if I'm not going to treat it, my condition can become. And it is not a matter of fault finding. It is not a matter of proving we are right and you are wrong. It is a matter for all of us, our concern when we will go in the qabr. How our mort will come. And nobody has got a guarantee. Nobody knows whose condition can be what. So we have to fear very much and remove this completely from our heart. And a very definite effort must be made for any things of this disease of the heart. Whether it is pride in the heart, whether it is arrogance in the heart. And a lot of us, we are suffering from this. And we don't recognize it. A person who is a little bit sincere, Allah will have that person. But when we just want to use, we use the names of the previous great buzurgs, what they did. We use the name of Islam to do this. How many of us, even when we go by our mashayikh, our buzurgs, and then we go and give such a picture, we sit like humble mice in front of them. But inside, we got all other things in our heart. And we do all other things. A person who even got his bayat also, he got khilafat also. And when he meets with his chair, so humble he meets. But in the meantime, going to the church and praying with the Christians in the church. Hey, that is in his heart. And yeah, and the sheikh is such a sheikh. Haji Ahmed Nahud Asaf, Rahmatullah Ali, once we having meals together, we had a Varachia family in land, and vegetable salads that come, and usually there's a fork. So Haji Ahmed was so angry about the fork, he said, Dil chata hai ki isko tod do, with anger in his way. He said, Ye isaiyo ka tarika. He couldn't even see a fork. And yeah, we say we're following you, we like humble, but we're going in the church and praying with them. And yeah, he can't even see your sheikh, can't even see a fork. He's boiling when he sees that. Haji Ahmed couldn't sit down, also problem, knee problem, back problem, but he shouldn't sit at a table to eat. He says, Wo isayo ka tarika. He says, put a little, some cushion in front of me or something. Though, normally we say, you can sit at the table, you like that. But he says, that's Isai Tariqa. No. I won't sit at the table. Give me my food and just put like a little desk or a box or something in front of me. So it doesn't resemble their Tariqa. So Allah help us, guide us. It's not to find fault with others. It's to find fault with ourselves. And we must be worried for everyone's hidayat. And make dua for everyone's hidayat. Qabr is not at all an easy thing. And much more worse, the hard, is Qiyamah. And much more than that is Jahannam. For Allah Ta'ala save us all and guide us all to righteousness. And forgive us for all our shortcomings.